President, Dr. Francisco Solis. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Waiting for the cold weather to roll in.
It looks like we're going to have some great weather this week.
It's going to be nice. I love the campus this time of year. The cold.
I think they call it the chamber weather.
Yeah, here we go. As you heard that spot, as a reminder, if you want to get involved with Sacsentennial, giving.alamo.edu.
Yes, we have a campaign right now to raise $1 million in scholarships, and we're halfway there. We've reached about $500,000 towards our goal, thanks to a number of organizations, and I have no doubt that we will raise the rest of the money by year's end.
Yes. And because of the Sacsentennial, we're doing something a little bit different this year. We're having a fall commencement. Tell me about it.
Sure. So it's not just for the centennial. It'll continue throughout now. What we realized is that our spring graduation was about 3 hours long, a little short of 3 hours. Literally, our students were crossing the stage and walking right out the exit door.
Oh, yeah.
And so that those students at the end of the alphabet had very few people still sitting in the student sections as well as the family section. And so we've really tried to, the idea is to help our students participate in a graduation closest to their actual graduation day, completion day, we'll say, right? Let's separate the idea between completion and commencement.
Yes. Right?
So somebody completes in the past system, if they completed in spring, in fall, they had to wait all the way till spring. And so traditionally we have about 1,200 to 1,500 students who were meeting the requirements for a fall completion and had to wait. And of those 1,215, only about 300 would participate then in the spring commencement. And so we're really trying to help those students with a commencement, again, closer to their actual completion date. And so this will be the first. And so all students who have been contacted or who have filed for graduation will participate then in this commencement. And that's going to be held in December.
Yes, Thursday, December 11th. And we're doing it at nighttime.
Yes.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. because it's on a weekday, right? And so we wanted to be sure. And finals will be going on. They will have just completed on that Thursday. And so we didn't want to schedule a graduation when both our faculty, our staff, and, of course, our students would be in the middle of finals.
Yes.
And so we want everybody to participate, faculty, staff. Be sure and order your regalia, and definitely our students.
Yes, and students who are eligible to graduate in December need to complete the graduation application this week. So the deadline is this Friday, Halloween, and you have to go online.
Yes, I also want to be clear, though, that this isn't a choice, right? It's not as if you can decide, which one of the two will I participate in? The only way that we can help to draw down the amount of time in the spring graduation is to ensure that those who graduate in the fall participate in the fall graduation.
Yes. So meet with an advisor, go on down, make an appointment, mm-hmm. walk in on the appropriate day that they take walk-ins. This is a great time. It's December, so it's a great time to celebrate. We're already about to start celebrating holiday break.
Yeah, absolutely. And, again, the past graduations had about 1,300 students participating.
Oh, yes.
And so it was a very long ceremony. And this will make it, more appropriate for your family to have to sit through, for our students to have to sit through, right? And it's a great opportunity. And it's a great, graduation is a great thing to celebrate. So come on out and celebrate with us.
Yes. alamo.edu/sac/graduation. And do it. And this year, we're going back to the Joe and Harry Freeman Coliseum.
Right, but only for the fall graduation.
Only for the fall.
Right.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Early voting is still going on. through Friday, we're in the last week of early voting for Bexar County.
If you want to get your ballot in early, you can cast your vote at Sachs Victory Center. Hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. from now until Friday, October 31st. We have several Texas amendments on the ballot, as well as, of course, the much-talked-about vote for the Project Marvel. It's an important piece of voting information. If you go to the polls this year, please don't wear any Spurs t-shirts, jersey, or caps. Basically, anything with a Spurs logo or a rodeo logo.
Yes. And you know, we were checking the count this morning. 76,726 votes already for early voting. And here at San Antonio College, 1,188. So,
yes, literally you can walk in, cast your vote, walk right out the door. So hop on over to the Victory Center and vote.
A lot on the ballot this year.
Yes, sir.
And usually every year, you know, it depends. If there's like two things on there, yeah, I know what I'm voting for. But if it's a laundry list, kind of like it is this year, you can't take your phone. You can't be on your phone. But what you can do, you can write it all out of what you do want to vote for. And you know, the Bexar County Elections website, they even have sample ballots for your specific precinct that you're going to be voting in. And highly recommend that. Fill it out and go for it.
And, you know, right at the top of the ballots will be Proposition A and Proposition B, much talked about. And so, you know, so it's drawing everybody to the voter, to the polls.
Oh, yes. And if you don't vote, well, I don't have to talk to you. I'm kidding.
No, get out of
here. We'll talk, and then we'll talk to you and try to convince you to go vote.
Go vote, yeah.
San Antonio College, we are having a blood drive on Thursday.
So appropriate this week to have a blood drive right before Halloween, isn't it?
Yes, I would say so.
Absolutely. Say so. Follows the theme.
Yes. And it's going to be 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 in the afternoon this Thursday, October 30th, in the Nursing Allied Health Complex.
Mm-hmm.
And room 213.
218.
218, I'm sorry, 218.
218.
Need more coffee.
Right, and there's a theme for the blood drive. It's called Lucky Draw, and every donor will receive a gift card. Card values range from $10 to $150. $150.
Wow.
So be sure and line up. Right. The blood drive is sponsored by the SAC chapter of the Texas Student Nurses Association and Alpha Delta Nu, the Honor Society for Nursing Students Studying for an Associate's Degree. We're so proud of our students in the Honor Society.
Yes. And we're going to give a special shout-out to Patty Garcia.
How about this story?
And so Patty, you know, she works here in the Gene Longwith Radio Television Film Building, and she's our AV specialist of the building, but she also has a past here at KSYM. She was a student. She went through the program. DJ name was Party Patty. And she's made a name for herself being inducted into the San Antonio Radio Hall of Fame. She's had a very distinguished career on local radio, but she is going to be making her 100th lifetime donation to the blood bank.
How appropriate for a centennial year.
Yes, and she's so excited. We're going to try to get some press out here, local media. She knows all of them anyway, because they all came to the program. But yeah, no, she got her start here right on KSYM.
And she started donating blood when she was in her 20s.
Wow.
Yeah. She was inspired to do so because of her grandfather, because her grandfather was also a blood donor. She usually donates blood about 4 or 5 times a year. And last year, while giving blood, she learned that she was very close to her 100th donation.
That is definitely quite a milestone. And she hopes to inspire others to give blood. And so total, about 12 gallons of blood during her lifetime that she has donated.
That's amazing.
It is. That is. Wow. Very cool thing, you know. So she goes to the radio San Antonio Radio Hall of Fame ceremony every year, and this past, I think a couple months ago, The building that's named after Gene Longworth. Gene Longworth was inducted into the San Antonio Radio Hall of Fame.
Yes, how exciting.
And so Patty's down there, and she has her trophy, and we're going to put it in the cabinet. And very exciting time.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting time. So, once again, the blood drive this Thursday on campus in the nursing building, room 218, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30. Stop by on your lunch break and donate today.
Yeah, and Thursday. It's a busy week for our Student Life organization on campus. They'll have a pumpkin decorating available. Student Life is hosting pumpkin decorating contest today, in fact. And students are invited to stop by between 10 and 1 p.m. at the Lofton Student Center atrium. There'll be paints and other supplies provided to decorate with, and prizes will be given to the first, second, and third prize decorated pumpkin. The decorated pumpkins will, of course, be donated then to the San Pedro Manor Nursing Home. What a great thing to do.
Yeah, they're going to use them to decorate their dining room. Very cool. Very, very cool. Mm-hmm. Super exciting.
And you don't have to bring your pumpkin. There'll be pumpkins available for you. And so hop on over to the Lofton Center at 10 o'clock this morning.
Do you carve pumpkins or do you paint pumpkins? Or do you decorate with pumpkins at all?
We do. We decorate with pumpkins. My front porch step is full of them right now. But we don't cut them.
Nice.
So that they last, really. And we'll keep ours probably up all the way until Thanksgiving.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
I need to get some. I'm still trying to crack my grandmother's empanada recipe. You know?
Hey, you know, I've seen some really interesting things this year. I've never had a pumpkin tamal. And that sounds really good. And also, I've never had, stewed pumpkin. With a little bit of cream on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a thing I've just kind of been, I've gotten on that side on TikTok, let's say. And so, suddenly all these pumpkin recipes, and I want to try both this year, stewed pumpkin and a pumpkin tamal.
Sounds delicious. The SAC celebration is going on Thursday, October 30th, 10 a.m. in the SAC Mall area. They're having a costume contest, and this year it's the best Disney-themed costume.
Yeah, and our student groups will be there selling food, drinks, and, of course, they'll hand out Halloween-themed goodies. Bring cash, as some of our groups are unable to take payments from phone apps or debit and credit cards. There'll be music and lots of other fun activities, plus students are encouraged to dress in costume.
Yes. Disney-themed costume contest.
Yeah. Are you dressing up this year?
No.
No?
No. Probably not. Probably not. No. It's I don't celebrate the day.
Come on. This is the year, this is the time of the day, the year you get to dress up. Hey, yes, last week for the trunk or treat. Right. I mean, that is such a nice event, and lots of little kids out there, and all our student groups are handing out candy, and it's just a great event. So I had forgotten a costume, and Dr. Lovato brought an extra little mask for Batman. And so I said, I could do better than just pull a mask out. So I pulled my graduation robe out. Somebody had a hat. Somebody else gave me a wand. And I went as someone from Harry Potter, and the kids loved it, and so it was great. It's great to be out there.
Very nice, very nice. So this past weekend, up in Denver, Colorado, they were holding the National Student Production Awards, and I'm happy to say, KSYM, San Antonio College Radio, we got second place for our Get a Ride, Don't Drink and Drive public service announcement.
Congratulations.
Yes. We beat Oregon State University. It's my goal every year.
How exciting.
Kidding.
Did you travel with the students?
We did not. We did not. We were regrouping some things this year, but we're still having fun. Employee Development Day is going on this Friday. So, campus will be closed. We're not taking the day off for Halloween. We're not going to be sitting around eating candy. This is a district-wide event where faculty and staff have a day to take part in a variety of workshops. So employee development, and we get to go learn some fun stuff or do training that can help us grow as employees.
Absolutely, and all of our departments have something planned. Right? Also, I will have two sessions, one for faculty and one for staff, to hold some conversations and just get an opportunity to talk. I've been doing some rounding where I visit with employees without their supervisor in the room, and it's been really great, I think so. And I've also had conversations, roundings with students, different groups. I've met with students at Pizza with the president. I've met with the group from the Student Government Association and also PTK. And so altogether, by the time the rounding's finished, I think I will have spoken to about 300 individuals. And I'll have some results. But, you know, one thing I hear from everybody is just how excited they are to be here. And they really support our mission, student success. And you can definitely read the room that we are a student-driven institution. And it's just really great to hear that. And they love our students. They just love being at SAC.
Yes.
It's really good. Also, so much is going on, but I want to commend Marcom. Marcom team won big at the Medallion Awards for District 4 of the National Council of Marketing and Public Relations. They came back with 2 gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze in the awards. Gold for their centennial video, and also for short form writing about the story for the SCOBY Moon Tree.
Ah.
The silver were for the centennial website, and also for the long form video, Students First. And the bronze were for four different categories. So congratulations to Marcom.
Yes, they do a wonderful, wonderful job here.
They do a wonderful
at the college. Job. It's one of those things, you know, you have to talk yourself up. And even in the workplace, you know, as well, you know, people are not going to know what you do in the workplace unless you talk about it. You have to show that you do what you do.
You've got to tell your story. No
yes.
one else will tell your story. And so it's one of the reasons every day I try posting on LinkedIn. You know, we're doing such great work here at San Antonio College, and it's an opportunity through LinkedIn to bring some national awareness to some of the things we're doing. The district does a great job of doing that, but here at SAC, we get to tell the SAC story, our SAC Centennial, the events that are going on. You know, it's just an easy way to get on someone else's feed. You know, include and highlight at SAC, at San Antonio College, and it automatically links into the SAC page. Right? And so it's just a great opportunity to share all the stories we're doing here.
Yes. Also going on Employee Development Day, staff can learn about pre-need funeral planning at the SAC mortuary. Important. It's a topic none of us like to talk about, but if you've been through it with a loved one before, you know the importance of needing to talk about these things. So, pre-planning, nothing wrong with that. You have to pre-plan. There's also going to be an information session for employees interested in earning a master's degree in education, and this is a collaboration with the Alma Colleges District and the University of Texas at San Antonio.
It's a great opportunity. You know, the classes are held on one of the campuses of the Alamo Colleges. And so it's a great opportunity and for our employees to be able to finish there and get their credential.
Yep. And in the afternoon, offices and departments are also going to be given an opportunity to leave campus to go volunteer in the community with various organizations ranging from the San Antonio Food Bank, Haven for Hope, Salvation Army, the Ronald McDonald House Charities of San Antonio, and the San Antonio Humane Society.
Absolutely. And there's a long list of different organizations that are available. And so please sign up.
Yes. We want to thank our staff, Senate, for organizing this day.
They've been working months on this event.
Oh, yes. The Victory Center is going to be hosting an Army Air Force watch party.
The Office of Veterans Affairs and the Department of Public Safety and Service will be hosting a watch party for the Army versus Air Force football game. The party will take place from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, November the 1st, in the Victory Center. The watch party is open to all students and community and student veterans in particular. So drop on by the Victory Center.
Definitely a big game.
Huge.
It's tradition.
Who are you rooting for?
I always go for Air Force.
For Air Force?
As
a former Navy member, we'll just be silent on the sideline there.
Yeah, as we get down to this time of the semester,
mm-hmm.
I remember being a student, and it was the time where I was like, okay, I need to figure out what I've already done.
I need to get serious.
And that's where you got to make the determination, like, do I need to buckle down or can I ease off the gas?
Well, things have changed so much. First of all, we have quite a large enrollment in our 8-week class. So for some of our students, they're starting now their second 8-week course.
That's right.
They've completed two and are now moving on to two more. Our students in the traditional 16-week semester are finishing up their midterm and moving into the second half. So by now, hopefully, there's been some quizzes and definitely at least two assessments in your class to help you figure out, right, where you are in the course.
Yes, and I've been telling students about, wintermester, and this is kind of the same as Maymester.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, well, I don't know, 3 weeks in a class?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yes, no, it's worth it. I think it's totally worth it. I mean, 3 weeks, keep in mind, it's temporary.
Mm-hmm.
Things get tough sometimes, but they're just temporary, and then they'll be better. That's the way I like to think about it anyway. So winter registration is open.
Mm-hmm.
Spring registration is open as well. But don't miss out on wintermester.
Look, I just want to be clear, though, that you shouldn't treat wintermester or maymester like a semester.
No.
Right?
No.
It's for
You have to get in the right mindset.
Yeah. It's tough. Again, as you mentioned, it's 3 weeks. But it's for a course maybe you need one more course to complete, or they won't be offering this next semester and you need it for graduation. Or you're transferring into a program where you need one course. And so that's the idea between maymester and wintermester. Is that it should fill a need, a particular need.
Strategic.
Mm-hmm.
Be strategic in your courses that you choose.
Yeah.
Also coming up this weekend, Saturday, Eco Centro, 11 a.m. to 3. They're going to be hosting a Day of the Dead celebration. Face painting, altar building, storytelling, and a farmer's market.
Yeah, it'll be great fun.
Oh, yes.
Stop on by the Eco Centro.
And then actually next week as well, on Wednesday, they're going to have Behind the Scenes, Exploring the Lives of Honeybees. But that's going to be in the evening, 6 p.m. to 8, and that is at Eco Centro, right over here off of Main. Another cool thing, CREO, Career Readiness and Experiential Opportunities Office. They're going to be hosting Professional Etiquette Luncheon, which I think some people could benefit from.
Absolutely. It's that one important luncheon. It's an interview and a lunch at the same time. Which fork do I go for? Which knife do I pick up?
Just work your way in.
If all else fails, work your way in, right? What is this fork doing at the top of my plate or the spoon? How do I ask for coffee?
Yes.
How do I say no to coffee? Right. And it's all very important.
It is. These are the things that we there's no real class for, but we see the need for it. And I'm glad that they're having this because, you go into a business lunch and you're like, well, wait a minute. There's a whole bunch of forks and knives, and I've never been in this situation before. So there has to be some kind of supplemental learning outside the classroom to help students in their path of networking. And so I'm glad this is filling that gap.
Or dinner, right? There's a lot of invitations to dinner. I know that whenever we participate in sponsoring different organizations, and we always have students seated with us at the table, it's a perfect opportunity for them to demonstrate that they're able to do that, right? To sit at a table and use all the proper
manners
etiquette.
And etiquette. Yes.
Absolutely.
You know, Thanksgiving's coming up. Favorite dish?
Favorite dish. It has now become the spicy macaroni.
Uh-huh.
I love the macaroni with some jalapenos in it.
Really? Have you tried Cajun spice?
No.
Oh, yeah. It really kicks it up a notch. You know. At the end of the day, I think I have more sides on my plate than I do turkey. Like, I'm there for the side. Like, let's be real. Turkey is great.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm there for the side.
Probably now for 10 years or so, we've included ham, turkey and ham.
Yes.
And so I think that at our house, the ham goes before the turkey.
Yep.
But I'm really glad that we've added ham.
Yeah, I started making rolls by hand a couple years ago.
I saw that on your Facebook.
And now I just can't get away from it. It's oh, my gosh. You have to have them. You have to have them.
Well, once you start to make something, right? For example, one of the dishes, cranberries, I like to make a kind of a, I think it's called the Luby's cranberry salad. It has cranberries. It's kind of Texas theme, right? It's got cranberries and pecans. It has Granny Smith apples. It's really, really good. And, you know, we always... But now, I mean, I just can't go back to the canned cranberries anymore.
You can't.
After you have something else that you like.
Very nice.
Isn't it interesting to always see the canned cranberries on every table?
Yes. Yes. And don't forget, Thanksgiving student luncheon, that's going to be going on later this next month, November 19th. That'll be in the Fiesta Room at the Lofton Student Center. And we'll be talking more about that as we get closer to the date. You know, time flies. We've just been having too much fun today.
Absolutely.
And catch the fun here every Tuesday morning, 8:30 to 9 on KSYM, San Antonio, California. Great to meet you, Felice. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Rob. Much. It was a great show this morning.